Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. I want to thank you for joining me this evening. And for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. I have been a health practitioner for 19 years and it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives. And I welcome your input and feedback about the show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding the show. Now, as you probably know, there are a lot of people dealing with the cold and flu right now. And orthodox medicine has us reach for antibiotics and drugs that suppress symptoms at the mere onset of sniffles or a sore throat. And the problem is that this lowers our general resistance. Our body is constantly in self-repair mode, but we need to give it time to heal and provide the necessary raw materials such as good nutrition and adequate sleep in order to do that. And it is actually only during sleep that the body can repair itself. So today I would like to make some suggestions on how to assist the body during acute illness and infections. And a bout of acute illness should be viewed not as punishment, but as a challenge to our thinking process, as well as giving the body what it needs, which is to rest. And I also want to point out and explain that the onset of a cold or the flu is actually an opportunity to enhance the body's cleansing process, one that we should accept. Letting the body experience and activate its healing power rather than suppressing it will have a long-term strengthening effect on your body's immune system. So my goal today is to make you understand acute illness, such as a cold or flu, as the road to health and an opportunity to restore balance to the body. But before we begin with today's topic, let's listen to some music. And in the past, during my shows, I usually play various tracks from one feature CD. And today I'm going to change things up a bit and I will play songs from various artists. So I have arranged a musical potpourri for you tonight. And some songs will be very familiar to you, while others may not be. And I hope you will enjoy this first song and I'll be back shortly.
There's a cool breeze blowing through those cypress trees tonight. Watch the embers glowing in our campfire light. I hear a melody reminds me of you as a cricket calls out to its mate. And the fiddle plays. No crowded highways, sirens screaming in the night. The stars above us are the only crowd in sight. They're all looking down from their balcony views, and a twinkle turns into a gaze when the fiddle plays. Take a walk down to the river and lose our clothes on the way. We'll splash around in the water till the naked light of day. There's no need for words when I hold you in my arms, 'cause I know just what you're gonna say. When the fiddle plays,
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving is a time to reflect upon the things we're grateful for. But unfortunately, it is also a time of the year when we struggle with keeping up with busy schedules, and a time when our health is the most vulnerable, especially during the holidays. And in part, this is due to the high demands we place on ourselves. Knowing that there are many people dealing with colds right now, as I have been seeing many people in my nutritional practice and wellness center lately who are stressed out and are dealing with colds and other ailments, I would like to take this opportunity tonight and share with you some insights behind the true nature of acute illness and the message the body is trying to send you when you are dealing with a cold or any other acute infection. And I will be quoting some information regarding this subject from the wonderful book titled The Fourfold Path of Healing by Dr. Thomas Cowan. Now, if you are a regular listener to my show, you're probably familiar with this name. Dr. Cowan is a medical doctor who also had extensive training in nutrition, homeopathy, as well as herbal medicine. And he works primarily with whole food nutrition and whole food supplements, as well as herbal remedies, just like myself. And I would like to share his interesting view regarding acute illness with you. And so he quotes in his book, The Fourfold Path of Healing. Acute illness is the body's main mechanism for cleansing itself. Wise physicians have always made use of the infectious process. In fact, the father of medicine said, "Give me a medicine that will produce fever and I can cure any disease." The true nature of acute illness presents a real challenge to orthodox therapies, with their fever-reducing medicines, antibiotics, and vaccines. Orthodox medicine is built on the notion that these illnesses are caused by various viruses or bacteria that invade our bodies. But this theory tells us only one side of the story. So when we say that infection causes fevers, inflammation, colds, flu, earaches, mucus, and cough, we are missing the point. Although it is true that microorganisms can infect us and make us ill, they can do so only under certain conditions. So if we view the body as a kind of soil or as a terrain, we can easily grasp that it is in large our soil, our terrain or environment that determines whether or not these infections will grow and flourish. With every illness, there are two factors at work, the germ and the terrain. In general, conventional medicine has focused most of its attention on the germ, whereas the various systems of natural medicines have focused on the soil or terrain, the so-called resistance. Inflammation is the body's cleansing mechanism, and it produces four major effects. The first one is heat, bringing general or localized fever. Secondly, redness occurs as blood is brought in to cleanse the affected tissue. Then comes swelling as the body brings more lymph and white blood cells to the site of inflammation. Swelling is often accompanied by the production of pus or mucus to remove dead tissue and bacteria from the site. And finally, we experience pain as our consciousness is brought on to bear on the phenomena of inflammation. We encounter pain to make us pay attention. Pain makes us change our behavior. In the case of infectious illness, inflammation and fever make us go to our beds to rest the body. So in other words, inflammation is the way we bring about balance. Therefore, our therapy for inflammation and infectious disease should not suppress these conditions, but guide them to the natural conclusion, which is the reestablishment of balance. And if we find ourselves getting sick too often, we should make an effort to avoid or eliminate those factors, whether they be physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. If we suppress our inflammatory response too vigorously, we actually push our biochemical balance more and more toward chronic illness. And that is one reason why in a culture like our own, where suppressive therapies are the main medical model, more and more people have become chronically ill, unquote. So this was a quote from the book The Fourfold Path of Healing by Dr. Cowan, a medical doctor, in regards to the meaning of acute illness. And I think you will agree that this is a most interesting concept and one that clearly makes sense. Now, before we continue with today's topic, let's reflect for a while and listen to another song. And I will be back with more information for you in a moment. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia, and today we are examining a very interesting theory in regards to acute illness and infectious disease. And I have been quoting some information on this subject from the book The Fourfold Path of Healing by Dr. Thomas Cowan, a medical doctor who is also an expert on nutrition and herbal medicine. And again, this book is available at the Evergreen Cottage. Now, Dr. Thomas Cowan also has an interesting explanation to the mystery of infections. He explains that one of the major roles of microorganisms in nature is to biodegrade and therefore purify and maintain ecosystems. For example, he quotes, if a pond becomes polluted with waste products, eventually algae or other bacteria will emerge to eat the waste, and this is nature's attempt to heal the pond. So no one would suggest killing the algae to restore the pond to health. And similarly, when we become unbalanced in the sense of creating too many waste products, or when we experience a poisoning from environmental causes such as poor food, chemicals, or vaccines, the microorganisms will proliferate in our bodies in order to detoxify us. Infections are nothing more than a purification response, similar to that seen in nature. As in nature, sometimes infections in our bodies actually overwhelm the system. And when this happens, the infection must be stopped, usually with antibiotics. But this is not healing, it is simply protection. And when the protective measures have been accomplished, we face the still urgent need to cleanse the pond. Now, yeasts play a major role similar to that of bacteria, which explains why those who live on high carbohydrate diets or diabetics with high sugar levels get yeast infections. The yeast organisms feed on sugars and biodegrade them. And the common so-called alternative strategy of killing the yeast does nothing more than leave the patient overburdened with sugar. Instead, the cause must be addressed and remedied, which in the case of yeast infections involves reducing sugar consumption. And for diabetics, it involves bringing down the level of sugar in the blood. Again, the strategy for the treatment of infectious diseases begins with the recognition that the goal is not to suppress illness, but to guide the inflammation to its natural conclusion, which is the restoration of health and balance. Following that, we can turn to simple remedies that gently help this process. So here are some suggestions from Dr. Cowan. At the first sign of any acute illness, such as fever, sore throat, congestion, or diarrhea, avoid solid foods, particularly those high in sulfur, such as meat and eggs. Actually, most people have an aversion to these foods during acute illness, which is a good example of the body's innate wisdom. Adults should take only liquids, particularly homemade chicken broth, mixed with whole coconut milk. The antimicrobial fats in coconut milk will actually neutralize pathogenic viruses, and the gelatin and minerals in chicken broth will facilitate healing. Now, for children, homemade ice cream is a good source of vitamin A and especially welcome to children with sore throats. And he also suggests beet kvass, a lacto-fermented beverage made from fresh beets, which is a good source of iron and beneficial microorganisms for the intestinal tract. And he also states that iron is the antidote to inflammation in our bodies as it is in nature. And once you begin improving, you may add cream of vegetable soup to the diet, along with some cooked vegetables and genuine whole grain sourdough bread with cultured butter. Properly prepared oatmeal or other whole grain cereal with plenty of butter and cream is appropriate for the convalescent period. Also, continue to consume coconut in the form of whole coconut milk, added to soups or sauces, or coconut oil used in cooking. A good way to ensure adequate intake of antimicrobial fatty acids is to consume 2 tablespoons melted coconut oil mixed with water twice daily. Or if you would like it to assist you with weight loss, you should consume 1 tablespoon of coconut oil mixed in warm water or tea 20 minutes before each meal. And studies have shown that the medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil raise body temperature and increase metabolism. And the body uses these types of fats for quick energy and never stores them in the adipose tissue. And the use of coconut oil also prevents the depression of thyroid function that so frequently occurs in dieters, which results in renewed weight gain even when calorie levels remain restricted. So coconut oil actually supports thyroid function, resulting in a steady, even weight loss over a long period of time until the optimum weight is achieved. Now, because vitamin A stores are depleted during fever, it is important to take cod liver oil. And the normal dose of 10,000 international units vitamin A for adults and 5,000 international units for children can be doubled during this period. And finally, natural vitamin C complex, such as cataplex C by standard process, which contains the whole C complex, will help strengthen the white blood cells. So these dietary steps taken during illness and continued after recovery should help restore the proper acid and alkaline balance to the body. And it is easy to test this balance using pH strips to determine the pH of saliva. And so the saliva should be slightly alkaline, a condition that is maintained not by consuming lots of vegetables and fruits alone, but by getting adequate minerals, protein, and fat-soluble vitamins in the diet. So here are dietary suggestions for assisting the body's natural cleansing process and self-repair mechanism during the onset of an acute illness. Now, before we continue, it's time to take a short break with more music. And when I come back, I will suggest special whole food supplements that will be beneficial during acute illness.
Jenny was a little girl, she only dreamed of trains. She never played with dolls, lacy kinds of things. Jenny counted boxcars instead of counting sheep. She could go anywhere when she went to sleep. All she ever talked about, getting on the ride. She was living in another time, you could see it in her eyes. And every day after school, she'd head down to the tracks, waiting for the train that was never coming back. Jenny dreamed of train when
nighttime came. No.
welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, today's topic is acute illness and infection, and I have given you suggestions regarding the diet which will support your body's healing process and speed up recovery time. Now, let's talk about a few whole food supplements that are very beneficial and have stood the test of time in my practice as well as Dr. Cowan's. Now, if you just happen to tune in now, Dr. Cowan is a medical doctor with extensive training and knowledge in nutrition and herbal medicine. Now, medicines for acute illness should not suppress fever, but bring it down gradually by strengthening the terrain or environment in the body. And a nutritional supplement I have found very effective in treating a variety of acute illnesses is Congaplex from Standard Process. And I use this product extensively in my practice with great results. And I'm sure a lot of my listeners have encountered the great benefits firsthand. And one of its main ingredients is thymus protoporphyrin extract. And in humans, it is actually the thymus gland that produces antibodies. And during acute illness, Congaplex may help the body produce the necessary antibodies needed to recover. The other main ingredient of Congaplex are vitamins A and C complex. Now, vitamin A complex helps fight off viral infections, while vitamin C complex supports the white blood cells or leukocytes in their destruction of microorganisms. So supplementing with these complexes often encourages the rapid resolution of the acute illness. And the recommended dosage is one tablet of Congaplex taken hourly, and that should help fight acute illness of any variety. And it is actually a supplement nobody should be without, especially this time of the year. And it is available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. So Congaplex can be used to treat virtually any acute illness. And as for more specific acute conditions such as tonsillitis, ear infections, bronchitis, or urinary tract infections, treatment involves giving the appropriate dose of the correct form of echinacea. And echinacea has been long used by traditional herbalists as the basis of the protocols for acute illness. And one of the most known herbs for immune support is echinacea. Now, Echinacea purpurea is a perennial herb native to the Midwestern and Southeastern United States. Native Americans used it more than any other plant for treating illness and injury. It is also heavily used in Europe by herbal practitioners after the first scientific study in 1932. And since then, more than 500 scientific studies have been done to determine echinacea's pharmacology and clinical application. And researchers have discovered that the herb contains a diverse range of active components affecting the various aspects of immune function. And several studies have confirmed the benefit of echinacea for treating colds and flu. And most of the studies have shown it to be a safe herb with very limited side effects. The problem is that all echinacea products are not equal. It must contain the right active constituents in order to be effective. And what most people don't know is that echinacea also needs the presence of adequate natural vitamin C, there again meaning the whole complex, in order to activate echinacea's immune-boosting benefits. And at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center, we carry a very good and reliable source of echinacea. And if anybody wants to give this herbal supplement a try, please stop by and talk to me. And we are always happy to answer questions. And our goal is to help you achieve your health and wellness goals. And so we are eager to provide any assistance. So when given properly in a high-quality form, it is truly a wonderful medicine for even fairly serious cases. And if you're using an extract, meaning echinacea in tincture form, it is important to know that the extract should have a tongue-numbing effect, indicating the presence of alkylamides, the active ingredients in the plant. And an extract of echinacea that gives no oral sensation is unlikely to have any positive effect. And there again, we have high-grade echinacea products available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. And also, echinacea should be given in a relatively large dose. as prescribed by early traditional herbalists and the Native Americans who pioneered its use. So if you use the liquid form by MediHerb, which is the brand I have available, it's a medical grade echinacea tincture, one teaspoon four times per day is recommended until clear improvement occurs. Now, for the patient who finds the extract too unpleasant, I use the MediHerb tablets at a dose of two tablets four times per day until improvement occurs. Now, also for the treatment of specific infections such as cold and upper respiratory infections, I use Endographis Complex, which contains echinacea, and one tablet hourly is recommended by Dr. Cowan. Now, Endographis is a very effective herb which has long been used in traditional Indian and Chinese medicine. And this herb basically revs up the activity of natural killer cells, which is the immune system's first line of defense against infection. Endographis is one of the natural cold and flu remedies with the most promising scientific evidence for its efficacy. And Endographis Complex, which I use in my practice with great results, contains a blend of herbs to support normal immune function. Endographis, echinacea root, and holy basil provide a unique range of phytochemicals and essential oils that enhance immune function, support healthy respiratory system function, maintain normal body temperature within a normal range, promotes healthy liver function, and helps the body adapt to stress as well as sudden changes in weather or temperature. And finally, during infection, we should assist the body in its detoxification process. And this can be done by taking an enema or a milk of magnesia, which will actually clear the bowels and help us detoxify. And for patients with the temperature under 101 degrees, Dr. Cowan recommends hydrotherapy. And he suggests you should drink 2 to 3 cups of tea made from elder or linden flowers. And these teas encourage sweating and the elimination of toxins or poisons through the skin. And then you take a 20-minute bath in plain hot water with 1 cup of dead sea salts or 1 cup of Epsom salts. And we have these salts available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. And he also recommends to continue to drink the teas while in the bath. And if he can stand it, he suggests to take a cold or a cool shower for 1 minute after your bath. And then immediately wrap up and get into bed with the hot water bottle on your feet. And very shortly, you will break into a profuse sweat. And most likely, you will sleep well and wake up completely refreshed. And especially during a fever, make sure you stay in bed and let the body's healing mechanism go do its work. For colds, it is important to activate the feet, so use socks or hot water bottles and foot baths to keep the feet warm. And stimulation of acupressure points in the feet is also very beneficial. So these were some suggestions, and I hope you will find them useful in the future if it comes time to deal with the onset of a cold or acute illness. So now it's time for another break with music. So let's listen to another track from this musical potpourri here. And when I come back, we will talk about the food of the week.
Standing down on Main Street across from Mr. Blues, my faded leather jacket, my weathered brogan shoes. A chill north wind was blowing, but the spring was coming on. As I wondered to myself just how long I had been gone. So I strolled across old Main Street, walked down a flight of stairs, stepped into the hall and saw all my friends were there. The neon sign was flashing, welcome, come on in. It feels so good, feeling good again. My favorite band was playing an Otis Redding song. When they sang the chorus, everybody sang along. Dan and Margarita were swaying side by side. I heard they were divorcing, but I guess they let it slide. And I wished I had some money with which to buy the round. I wished to cash my paycheck before I came to town. But I reached into my pocket, found three 20s and a 10. It feels so good, feeling good again. Silver City were standing by the fire, singing like they thought they were the Tabernacle Choir. And I wanted you to see them all, I wished that you were there. I looked across the room and saw you standing on the stair. And when I caught your eye, I saw you break into a grin. It feels so good, feeling good again. Across the room and saw you standing on the stair. And when I caught your eye, I saw you break into a grin. It feels so good, feeling good again. It feels so good, feeling good again.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now, today's topic was acute illness, and I explained how a bout of acute illness should be viewed not as punishment, but as a challenge to our thinking process as well as giving the body rest. So the onset of a cold or the flu is actually an opportunity to enhance the body's cleansing process, one that we should accept. And we know that our body has a self-repair mechanism that will restore balance if we give it time and rest. So letting the body experience and activate its healing power rather than suppressing it will have a long-term strengthening effect on your body's immune system. So now let's talk about the food of the week. And with the celebration of Thanksgiving near, I chose winter squash as the food of the week. And winter squash is harvested when it is fully mature, and it belongs to the same family as melons and cucumbers, which is the gourd family. Now, winter squash has a hard shell and large seeds, and just like its pumpkin cousin, winter squash is very rich in beta carotene, but the amount varies with the color of the flesh. So the darker the color, the more beta carotene it contains. For example, half a cup of butternut squash contains enough beta carotene to equal more than 80% of the RDA of vitamin A, whereas the light-colored spaghetti squash provides only 5%. And beta carotene is a precursor to vitamin A, meaning your body uses it to make the vitamin. And this particular nutrient is needed for healthy vision and good eye health, but it also contributes to strong teeth and healthy skin and hair and a well-functioning immune and reproductive system. And beta-carotene also supports heart health. So winter squash also contains a lot of vitamin C, folate, and potassium, which helps reduce the risk of infection and help protect against many types of cancer. And the strings and the squash seeds are also high in fiber, both in insoluble fiber, which helps prevent constipation, and the flesh contains soluble fiber, which actually helps lower cholesterol. And winter squash is very rich in phytonutrients and antioxidants, and it is the perfect addition to an autumn meal. And there are many varieties, which include acorn and banana, buttercup, butternut, delicata, dumpling, spaghetti, and many more. And in fact, the Whole Foods pantry is stocked with many varieties of winter squash right now. And you will even find red curry squash, which looks similar to a pumpkin, but it tastes absolutely wonderful. Unlike summer squash, which actually spoils very quickly, winter squash can be stored for several months in a cool, dark place. However, do not refrigerate it, because temperatures below 40 degrees Fahrenheit make it actually spoil faster. Winter squash is best prepared steamed or baked. In fact, boiling is not recommended because it destroys vitamin C and other valuable nutrients. And you can serve it with herbs and butter, stuffed and baked, or you can add it to bread, soups, and stews. It can also be substituted for pumpkin in pies. And the seeds can be dried or baked for a snack, and they are an excellent source of iron, potassium, zinc, and other minerals. And they also provide some protein and beta-carotene and B vitamins. Now, I would like to share a couple of recipes with you this evening. And the first recipe is for butternut squash puree with pecans. And this is a wonderful recipe. And this recipe is from the book Nourishing Traditions by Sally Fallon. And this book is available at the Evergreen Cottage. And the recipe serves 6 people and calls for 3 butternut squash. And what you do is you cut the squash in half, remove all the seeds, and you set the cut side down in a buttered glass baking pan with about 1/2 inch of water. And then you bake the squash like you do normally at 350 degrees until the squash is tender for about an hour. And you let the squash cool down lightly, and you scoop out the flesh and put it into a food processor and blend it until smooth. And then you add 3 eggs that have been lightly beaten, 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg, and you season the mixture with salt and pepper. And after that, you transfer the puree to an oven-proof serving dish. And you pour 2 tablespoons of melted butter over the puree and sprinkle on 3/4 cups of chopped pecans. And then you bake the puree at 350 degrees for about 30 minutes. So this is a very simple dish that can be prepared ahead of time, and it tastes absolutely wonderful. I also have another suggestion for you. Instead of plain old mashed potatoes, you should opt to get your holiday starch from vegetables rich in beta-carotene like squash, carrots, sweet potatoes, and or beets in the form of roasted vegetables. And for this recipe, you can use a combination of various root vegetables such as carrots, parsnips, rutabaga, beets, and you can add squash and sweet potatoes. And to roast the vegetables, you have all the vegetables cut into wedges or like 2-inch length. And while the turkey is roasting in the oven, you can combine all the vegetables on a rimmed baking sheet. And then you sprinkle some rosemary on top and drizzle olive oil over the top and season the vegetable mixture with salt and pepper. And then you toss and combine everything and you cover the pan with foil. And when there is about 2 hours left of roasting time on the turkey, what you do is you place the vegetables on the second rack in the oven. And you roast the vegetables for about 1.5 hours. Then you uncover them and you roast them for another 30 minutes longer. And you should occasionally toss all the vegetables until they are tender and golden brown. And this wonderful side dish will be loaded with nutrients and bursting with flavor compared to the usual mashed potatoes. So I hope this will inspire you to try something different and a healthier dinner version for the holidays. Now let's take another short break with music, and when I come back, I will inform you about a special Thanksgiving celebration event which will be happening tomorrow evening at the Evergreen Cottage.
You sure have a pretty smile. It sure has been a while since I felt your touch. You've got the sweetest way. I think about you every day. I miss you so much. Oh, my pretty little lady Anna, are you lonesome? sleepless night I ever spent was being held in your embrace. You're such a gentle soul, it's killing me to know when will I see your face. Oh, my pretty little lady, Vienna, are you lonesome tonight? Oh, my pretty little lady, Vienna, I'll find you when it all feels right.
Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Now we are about ready to wrap up today's show. But before I do, I would like to take this opportunity to wish everyone a happy and healthy Thanksgiving. And I want to express my deep appreciation and gratitude to all of you for your friendships and for supporting the Whole Foods Pantry, as well as the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center and the Evergreen Cottage. And thank you so much to those who are loyal listeners to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour. And I would also like to take this opportunity to thank the Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia for co-sponsoring this show with me. I hope that you will be able to celebrate this special day by being surrounded with friends and family and loved ones, and that you will also take time to reflect on the many blessings you are provided with. And in celebration of Thanksgiving, we are hosting a special event at the Evergreen Cottage, and I invite everyone to stop by tomorrow evening during the hours of 6 to 9 p.m. to taste some of the fine foods the Whole Foods Pantry is stocked with, and also to register for our prize drawings. And we are giving away many wonderful prizes during the whole month of December, including gift certificates for health assessments, massages, and other spa treatments, as well as grocery vouchers and coupons. And this is a wonderful opportunity to sample some of the foods we stock in the pantry. So I hope you will have time to stop by and pay us a visit. I also want to mention that our first monthly newsletter will be coming out next week. And if you would like to be included on our mailing list, just make sure to let us know and provide us with your address and or email address. And you can stop by and enter your name on our mailing list, or you can call us at 365-2288. Thanks again so much for listening this evening, and have a happy and healthy Thanksgiving. And I hope you will join me again next week right here on WELY for another edition of the Natural Health and Wellness Hour. Be well and take care.